Where right now you're listening to CD Review, here every Saturday till 12:15, and doing, we hope, exactly what it says on the tin. I'm Andrew McGregor, thanks for joining me. In about 25 minutes, Ivan Hewitt will be introducing us to some of the more interesting new recordings of contemporary music that he's heard in the last few weeks, from violin concertos by Pierre Nergård and Morgan Hayes, to Morton Feldman, a song cycle by Mark Anthony Turnage, and Schubert, reimagined by Luciano Berio. And after that, we return to last week's Building a Library composer and the greatest Dane perhaps before Pierre Nergård, Carl Nielsen, his sixth and last symphony, Nielsen's Simple Symphony, conducted in a live performance by Sir Colin Davis from the CD Review Disc of the Week. But that's over an hour away. And right now, I've new recordings by two fine young performers who've been brave enough to tackle the kinds of scores for their instruments that can provoke a sharp intake of breath from players of just about any stripe when they catch sight of the music. This is super virtuoso stuff from two of the greatest player-composers of the late 19th and early 20th centuries, Leopold Godowsky and Eugène Ysaÿe. We'll hear Ty Murray playing Ysaÿe's solo violin sonatas in a few minutes, but let's begin with Godowsky's Studies on Chopin's Etudes. Godowsky was trying to address the imbalance, as he saw it, between the demands made on a pianist's left and right hands by seeing just how far he could push the left hand, taking the mechanical complexities of Chopin's studies and reassigning them for the traditionally weaker wing of the pianist's armoury. Godowsky ended up with 53 outrageously demanding studies based on Chopin, with the impossibility index off the scale. Ivan Illich has recorded the 22 for left hand alone.
Thank you.
Chopin's Revolutionary Study in C-sharp minor, and yes, that was played by just the five fingers of the pianist's left hand. Ivan Illich deserves a medal just for realising Godovsky's redesign in these 22 left-hand studies on Chopin. And it sounds as though for him it's been just the journey of discovery Godovsky intended, as the pianist pushes himself beyond what he might have thought was possible and reaches what Illich calls the exaltation felt in the body. When performing these works at their intended speed, he says, a cocktail of hormones kicks in and the result is the closest that he's come to experiencing ecstasy. Well, it's a major achievement and you'll find it on the Parati label.